Hey, Dylan, phone tag. You're it.
Hey, dude, what's going on?
What's going on? Sorry I missed your calls. Finishing up with another client, but how can I help you?
Yeah, dude, I didn't just try and call you guys. I've been trying to, it just hasn't been responsive enough. Because I called the other day and somebody gave me an email, like saying, you know, that pretty much like if I was like a new customer or something like that, it was like a little confusing.
Huh, that's weird. So I got your call yesterday, but it was after hours. So in the morning, I just called you as soon as I got it. And, so you have 3 hours on us. So we're 7 to 4 Pacific, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
to 7 p.m. Eastern, you know?
Oh, okay. So you're 4. All right. So I called you around 8. So your guys are closed. I thought you were open
yeah.
like 6 or something.
No, we're open till 7 p.m. your time. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. So as soon as I got the voicemail, I called, I don't see, I'm not sure if you spoke with our company regarding the email, because the last time it says we spoke with you was November 15th. You spoke with Ivan.
Yeah, no, that's right, but somebody emailed me, like, today.
Oh, okay. Okay, let me check the emails real fast. Give me 1 second. All right, let's see. Go to emails. Dylan J, you got new leads. That was sent on 12/4. The last email that was automatically triggered from us was on the 4th. So it might be a different company. You gotta be careful because there's thousands of different digital marketing companies. Should have a, let me double check. Yeah, you have a security question with us, right? So you can always ask them like, hey, what's my security question? And if they don't know it, then they're BS. It's not us, you know?
Let's see. I'll tell you right now. All right. So it says Daniel on it. It says Daniel.
Okay.
It says build basic website, you know, like, and then it says, hi, I'm reaching out to see if there's anything that we may help you with regarding website redesign, upgrade, even development on your website, or maybe you're interested in a completely new site. We have an excellent web design development team that we can do just about anything you can imagine. Let me know what you think.
Yeah, that wasn't us. That wasn't us. We can, though. You've been a client with us 7 months. I see you're on the landing page. What I could do is push this over to our client interview side to have them upgrade you to a custom website design or, like, a more enhanced website, you know?
Well, not just that. It's that, you know, during when I first started, everything was going a lot better. And then, you know, all of a sudden when that Google thing had its hiccup or whatever.
Right.
I haven't been getting as many calls, to be honest with you, you know?
Yeah, so Google, what they did is they suspended, like, a ton of listings. We're a Google Premier partner, so we got them out of suspension, like, quickly. But it affected a lot of clients, you know? So I know exactly what you're saying. Now that it's back up, though, you know, your ranking should start going higher and higher. But I understand after it got suspended, your ranking was lower than it previously was, right? Was the main issue. Yeah.
Like, the thing is that, like, well, let me see right now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
It should be 5, I think, when I did a search.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Every time I search it up, it's always, like, fluctuating really fast. But then just the fact of, like, when I type in, you know what, this is what's a big thing, too. I only see my name when I type in Pearl. That's kind of bad. Like, if I type in Green County, like, True Services, or if you type in Catskill or Caro, which Caro is, like, pretty much Sterling. It's like, right by me. You know, I'm not popping up anywhere, like, on any first page. That's, you know, it's, like, I'm very restricted to Sterling. A lot of people don't even know Sterling in general. Like, that's very, not a very popular name town, you know? And then I see all these other companies that have, I type in Green County, and I type in Catskill, Caro. They're still ranking on all those other keywords to keep, you know, those towns at the top. So something needs to be revised here because it's only, like, really going up when – because if somebody really has to do it for Pearling, New York, how many people live in Pearling? Not that many people. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I need it to be broadcasted higher ranking. And, like, when you say county, like Green County or Columbia or whatever, when you say Catskill, Caro, like Saugerties, I need it to, like, pop up then. The only time it pops up that I realized after doing a lot of, like – just tampering around with it it's only literally curling. And that's bad. That's not good traction. You know, it's not good enough.
Okay, so...
or on their internet, you know what I'm saying? I should be getting more calls. I'm not saying I should be landing any jobs, but I should be getting more calls, you know what I mean?
No, absolutely. I hear you loud and clear. So what I'm going to do, okay, I'm going to submit this to our tech side to look at your Google business profile and make sure it's targeted properly for, like, not just Perling, but your whole county. And also, I'm going to have them pull up the custom website designs for you as well. You've been a client 7 months, so they should be able to get that going for you too. But they have to do it on our end. Now, obviously, I've talked to you about Google Guarantee before. That's another option, but that's like an upgrade, right? So let's first off, let's fix your Google business profile.
Google Ads. Yeah, I'm going to do Google Ads, but the first thing we got to do first is like make it so I'm not just exposed in like the little area that really nobody knows about. Like, you know, just like a hand, maybe like a, you know, I don't know, maybe a few, like, you know, Perling's not big. It's almost like, I don't know where you live, but it's like, say, one of those small little, you know, towns that a lot of people want to know in your town, but you know, and some other native people know.
Right, no, I have it over here, like Stanton or, you know, Sunset Beach is really small to you. I'm from Huntington Beach in California, you know, so there's a bunch of big cities, but there's small cities, like you blank in your throne, like Midway City,
like,
you know.
Exactly, like Perling,
yeah.
People will actually say, like, more Caro. Like, people are looking, they'll say more Catskill area in regards to, like, Fall Green County or, you know, like, they'll do, like, more of the popular, more, like, you know, just the popular, more common, like, towns. Perling is not really a common name in this area, but people do know about it, and I live in Perling, but it's really, like, Caro, and Catskill is more of, like, if I say to anybody, oh, I live in Perling, New York, they're going to be, where the hell is that? And it could be, like, you can be a half, like they can be like 10 minutes, like, from me. They're like Perling. You know, it's not really that popular, but it's not even just that. It's that I should be like popping up, like, let's go, let's just do this me and you real fast. Catskill, or let's do even Caro right now. Caro, because Caro's literally right there. I'm like pretty much Caro Perling on the border. So let's do Caro, New York tree services. You're not going to find me, and that's the thing. It's like,
no, I hear you loud and clear. Like I said, we have a city out here called Midway. People from there say they're from Westminster, you know, because it's like a tiny little city. So what I need to do is our tech side, I'm going to have them look in your Google business profile. I mean, it's reinstated and it's climbing locally right now, but obviously you want it to range out further. So I'm going to have them dive deeper into that and then also pull up like the custom website designs. I heard you mention Google Ads too, which is pay per click. Do you ever have a choice between Google Ads or Google Guarantee? You always want to Google Guarantee. That was a tongue twister for me.
What is Google Ads?
So Google Ads is pay-per-click, right? What happens is when you're clicked on, it takes from your budget. So it doesn't have to be a call. It doesn't have to be an appointment. Google Guarantee, though, is a pay-per-lead, but the benefit of those leads is you have to set an appointment with the lead, or there has to be a price inquiry in order for you to be charged for it. So it's just a more productive type of ad, if that makes sense. You know?
Yeah. Well, like I said, man, I know we can tweak some things right now. I'm definitely not opposed to that because I, you know, but it's just, I don't think I'm getting like the best quality right now because things are just like being like neglected a little bit.
Yeah, no, so I'm the main person that sets up Google Guarantee, so let's just put that on the back burner for now. Let's fix the issue at hand first, the map listing and the website, okay? So,
I just don't want like, oh, low quality, let's not try to do as much so we can sell him a different service, you know?
No, 100%, 100%. No, I think what happened is when your listing got suspended, they just kind of tweaked it a little bit when it came back up. And it's being targeted locally, but obviously we're not from Perling, right? So we're like, oh man, he's showing up in Perling, looks great, but it needs to expand out for the whole county, you know? So I get exactly what you're saying. Let me also look, hold on, give me 1 second.
Yeah, cause like the places that have money right now, like Saugerties, New York, which is right by me, Kingston, you know, Catskill, you know, it's gotta be like a lot of those areas too. That's really, it's very, very imperative that those are, you know, I'm popping up on those pages, like, you know, ranking high on that, not just, like, simply Perling.
No, absolutely.
Like, I made money off of Perling, but it was, like, I don't know. I feel like it was a little different before. Maybe I just haven't noticed it till now. But it's like if I'm literally just a customer trying to find myself and I don't type in Purling, I'm typing in Castle Caro and everything under the sun by Purling, it's not, I'm not even ranking up there.
Right. No, they can fix it for you for sure. So what I could do is I could put it in for client support, and what happens is the first available tech calls you, but it'll be like at some random time. If it works better for you, I could schedule like an exact time for tomorrow, if that's easier. It's up to you.
So, I mean, whenever they call, I'll be...
Whenever they call is fine? Okay, awesome, awesome. So let me put that in. They're going to call from our 877 number. If you miss the call, okay, just text us or call us right back, okay?
Yeah. Call that number that I missed from, or...
Yeah, they're going to call from our 877 number on the client support side. So it'll be the 877-635-6225 number. Or you can just text it right back if you miss it. And they'll receive the text to their email right away. So the way it works is the last person that talked to you, it goes to their email, you know?
Now, will this be today? They'll call me sometime today.
So they tell me to give 24 hours. We have 3 more hours left in the day.
Yeah.
So depending off their workflow, it could be today, or I could schedule a specific time for tomorrow. But if you want the first available, I just should push it through like that. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I would rather do that. Now I got a question: am I the only one that came to you about this issue, or there's other people that have these similar issues?
No, a lot of companies got suspended recently. It was just so if you notice on Google, the Google business profiles, they show differently now. So it kind of tweaked it. Like it was kind of an error on Google's part, but we already fixed them all. Like it really happened like a month or so ago. So you're not the only call I've gotten on it, to answer your question.
Yeah. Now, okay, and people, they're saying this stuff, like it's not working anymore as good?
When it got suspended, it came out of suspension, and a lot of the listings went back a little bit, right? So we're working to get them higher, like, it will work out, but it obviously just takes a little bit of time. But my concern for your situation is, like, you're in a tiny city, well, you need that to be branched out further. So I just want to make sure they're on top of that and also go over with you, like, some website options too, you know?
Right. Like, you got to explain them. I'm in a tiny city, but not even in a tiny city. It's a very unpopular, like, city known to people around here too.
It sounds exactly like Midway from where I am.
Yeah.
So, For sure.
But, so as far as, like, that, like, other than that, like, factor right there, Is it also because it's around this time in particular? Because I know we've been getting, like, storms and stuff, and, you know, people are like, oh, I'm sure you're busy during storms, but, like, you know, I figure, like, during the storms is when I should really be getting a lot of calls, you know what I'm saying, like, on my website. And I, you know, like I said, I'm not getting that at all because probably everything that I just mentioned before. But do you think that the season has something to do with it too? Like, do you have guys that you know that's killing it right now?
So usually in the winter, right, everything slows down unless you're like Walmart, Sears, or, you know, like you're like a department store. I don't even know if Sears are around. They just got rid of them here. But, so you're always going to see a downgrade, but you should still have a good flow from your online presence, you know. To answer your question, I mean, it's just different depending off of your location, your industry, your placement. You had an unfortunate situation where you were suspended as well, and it ranked you back a little bit, plus you're showing up only in your local city, which is tiny, you know? So I do have some clients that are killing it, though, for sure.
They're killing what, tree workers or other clients?
So primarily Google Guarantee clients that I have. So I just got off the phone with one in Foundation, and his lead fees are like super high. He just upped his lead budget to 50 leads a month when he was on 13 before. So, I've been getting good feedback even though it's December, but your issue is,
how much is a lead? If you do get charged for it, like how much is a lead?
His leads are 200 a lead. Yours are much lower. For the tree service vertical in your area, it's $36 per lead.
Oh, how come his is 200 a lead?
He's a Foundation Pro, So his vertical in his area is just, it was higher. Foundation is always usually around 100 to like 250 per lead, you know, depending off the area.
What's the foundation pro? What's that?
So what they do is like slab foundation, foundation installation, basement waterproofing, crawl space foundation. Yeah, you know, what's it called?
So you're saying you have guys right now that's like not a tree guy, but other contractors killing it right now.
Yeah, on Google Guarantee. Yeah, for sure. I've had 100% retention rate on Google Guarantee since we started it. Like, it's amazing. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I heard my friend said in Florida, he was saying he does Google ads and they do good. He only does like, he has a certain budget every month. Like, he even said like $70 a month and he's still making a killing off of it. I don't know.
Oh man, tell him about Google Guarantee. It's way better. I'm telling you. Cause Google ads, somebody could literally click on you three times from your computer, from their computer. And it will take from your budget, you know. With Google Guarantee, though, you actually have to speak to them, and it has to be a set appointment.
Well,
you know,
let me tell you something. Let's get all this stuff figured out. Like,
for sure.
And then during, like, you know, like in a month, I'm going to do that Google Guarantee. But I just want to feel more secure, and I want to feel like I'm being taken care of in a right 100%. Way. 100%. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. I don't even want to sign you up for Google Guarantee right now. Let's get the issue at hand taken care of first, you know.
Right. Because we're not optimizing like my account and everything right now.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have them look into the Google business profile and also the website too, and just expect that call from our 877 number. Hopefully it's before the end of the day today. If not, you'll get it tomorrow from the first available tech. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely, man.
All right, awesome. Awesome. Hey, thank you for calling, Dylan. Again, sorry I missed your call. We're 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And if you leave me a voicemail, too, or even if you just call, I see the caller ID, I'll call you back as soon as I'm off the phone with the client I'm working with, okay?
Yeah, sounds good, man. Thank you so much, man.
All right, no problem, sir. Have a great rest of your day.